folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. Say this each week, we love hearing from you all. Your comments, stories, ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ride along, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Well, for all of you that have been busy now shipping kids back to school, maybe you only have a few days left. Maybe
taking the first pictures.
Yes, you're lucky enough to not start school after Labor Day where we're at. And I know there's a lot of schools across the nation that have already started. This has been a hot week.
Some of them have been in school like
3 weeks already.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It is crazy. But what are all of our Facebook feeds filled up with right now are all the back to school photos. But I want to give a shout out to one of our friends. His name's Dave, and he always listens. But anyway, it's hilarious. Every year, he gets up with the kids, first day of school, and he comes and takes a picture with the kids in his pajamas. Now, this man is a cattleman. I mean, he's got cattle, farms, a lot of acres.
Is it the Dave I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Oh.
And I had to laugh there.
So Papa Dave is down there. Okay, he's good sport.
I had to laugh. There he was, his last kid, his son, his youngest son, Jackson, is in senior this year, and he's holding up his sign saying, you know, my last senior year, first day photo. And his dad is beside him in flannel PJs holding up his sign saying, my yearly pajama photo.
Well, congratulations to those of you that got all the kids out of the house.
Right.
You got your house back. You maybe lost your hired hand, but you got your house back.
That is it. And those of you that are shipping kids to college, I know that can be an empty nester feeling. So I thought we'd touch on a little bit of nostalgic news, because guess what? Things that we were into, turns out, are kind of coming back again like they always do. Like, for example, had you seen this, ladies? Listen to this. Do you remember what the most popular haircut for women in 1996 was? This is 30 years ago. Do you remember? It had a particular
short
name.
Hair? I don't.
No, there it was a hairstyle, and it had a name.
It was like Rachel Green on Friends. Am I close with that?
It was called The Rachel.
Oh!
Yeah.
Look at me go.
Yes, it was made popular by Jennifer Aniston on Friends. I was reading
Is that hairstyle coming back?
This fall, yes. The Rachel is coming back along with those bobs and pixie cuts some of us may have been wearing in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Some of us didn't have a lot of hair. It didn't matter. So we just had to wear a lid or a ball cap.
Yeah, there you go. And then here's another one I thought interesting as we change gears into fall and kids and trying to find time for grandparents and stuff. I was shocked to find out that they call them grandma and analog hobbies. And what they are traditional hands-on crafts like crocheting, knitting, needlepoint, scrapbooking. They're dominating the free time right now.
Scrapbooking is making a comeback?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
how many people got so many supplies in there?
You're looking at me because I have three totes
exactly
of scrapbooking.
Right. Of more stickers of every possible occasion emoji that you could think of.
Well, they're calling this, because of course, in this day and age, we have to come up with like some fancy name for it. They're calling this the therapeutic screen antidote.
To get away from a cell phone.
Yes.
Oh,
And they're finding that actually, you know, we want to say the 20-year-olds to the 18, even those, they're wanting to do more hands-on because they're graduating high school. They're learning about being entrepreneurs because of TikTok, Facebook, all this stuff. So they're actually taking time and learning how to crochet, make little crafts, do different things because they can sell them on marketplaces and such to fund school. And you're shaking your head laughing.
I have a question.
Yes.
Have you... Maybe in 4-H it was common to do counted cross stitch or latch hook or something like that. Did you try any of those, counted cross stitch or latch hook or embroidery, anything like that?
Do you not know who my mother is?
Well,
my mom is a seamstress, a needlepoint.
I know, but I also know you very well, and I know your crafting ability, and I know your agilities. And all of those talents. And I'm just saying, I haven't exactly seen you put together an Afghan anytime soon, babe. That's just what I'm getting at.
Right now, my mom, she does listen, and she's shaking her head, and she's going, Mama tried.
Yeah, Mama tried.
Tigger, yeah, she bought me the nice, fancy sewing machine that matches hers that you can run better than I can. And she did teach me how to cross stitch. I did that when I was younger. Never did it for 4-H. Just did it at home as, you know, little ornaments. You'd kind of like, I don't know, cross stitch little cute animals. But I thought it was cool that this is coming back. And even younger generations, you know, the teens, the junior high, the elementary kids, they're all kind of realizing too that they like to engage, and they're finding out how these hobbies, they could sit and learn from grandma, or maybe grandpa will teach them the wrenches
but
and how to build some stuff.
I think that's good. I think that's great, just to get off your phone and do something. And if you're doing something with your hands, right, you're busying yourself, hence why like fidget spinners and all that were the rage here for about a year or something.
Yeah, that was probably like 10 years ago.
And you
got to
be doing
yeah.
something with your hands. So I think that's good.
Yeah, but I will throw this out for you in case you're thinking this is an idea. I did some looking, and I found like at Michael's, for example, along with a lot of other crafting stores, they're thinking ahead and realizing that this is a great trend, and they're making really fun kits for youth and for novice people so that they can make, for example, say those cute little crochet animals you see at every craft fair, or, you know, if you want to embroider and make something to hang on the wall. They are actually catering, realizing this trend is going to be bigger than we realize. So there you have it. There's some things to maybe pick up along the way. Also, in case you had not heard, nostalgia-wise, Columbia House. Do you remember back in the day, Tigger?
I think I still
the
owe
the mail
I owe
order
them money.
Club that offered yep. 12 CDs
for
a penny.
I do. I think I still owe them money.
Yeah.
I mean, too. Because
me too.
Who
wasn't it? BMI was
many,
another one.
Yes, there you go. I was trying to think of the one. And how many people fell into said cult?
Me.
Yeah, I did too. Both of them.
Yeah, well, I didn't even realize this was going on. And for those of you that are a generation that don't know what Columbia House was, yes, I'm not kidding. We used to get 12 CDs for like a penny. We would be waiting at the mailbox for them. Before that, they did cassettes, stuff like that. Well, ever since streaming came along, and I never even thought about this, Tigger, I thought Columbia House had, you know, shut its doors, kind of like Blockbuster did with the movies how long ago. Well, it turns out here they have been operating, and they are going to finally be shutting down after 71 years.
Closing, probably because of you and I, that we still have bills to pay there.
Maybe. The company...
Because it was, you had to have that contract, and you agreed to buy so many at full price for X amount of time, right? Something
yes.
like that.
Yep. That's right, and that's probably the first contract you ever really signed.
Racketeering.
And then we changed our dates of birth because, you know, we wanted to make sure we got those CDs. I mean, I never... did that.
Wow.
Well, anyway, in case you are a Columbia House member and want to put one last order in, they announced that they will be not taking any more orders after September 16th of 2026.
The sunny slopes long ago.
On that note, time for a break, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, some more nostalgia that most of us still have in the closet. You're listening to The Ben Show. What if your bull selection could help put more money in your pocket? At Jorgensen Land and Cattle, every bull is bred and tested for feed efficiency, a trait that can help you maximize production and profitability. When you lease or buy from Jorgensen Land and Cattle, you'll benefit from superior genetics, proven sire lines, and support from a team with over 60 years of experience. Our breeding program was built to help commercial cattle producers develop better cowherds and stronger feeder calves. Head to JorgensenFarms.com and follow us on Facebook. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, one of the nation's largest seed stock providers.
Some cows push to the front, some hang back, and some are just too darn busy raising a calf to compete for supplement. Over time, uneven intake can mean uneven performance across the herd. That's why Westway Feed Products Liquid Feed is available 24/7, giving every cow the opportunity to consume on her own time, because consistent intake helps support consistent performance. Liquid Feed from Westway Feed Products.
RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
Hello. Hello, folks, and welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the co-host chair. Now, we said before break, we're going to keep on the nostalgic theme we are, and we are talking about Lego.
I love Lego. I am proud to admit I love Lego.
Actually, that was one of the things when we first started, we weren't dating or anything, just talking on the phone, and we both realized we loved Lego.
But you kind of got me back into it because I always enjoyed Lego as a kid. And then you outgrow your toys and life is what it is. And you reintroduced me to Lego. It was one of the best things you ever did for me.
Thank you.
Therapeutic beyond therapeutic.
Well, and what I got into at first were these 3-in-1s where you could build houses because all of us gals, let's get real, we like to build our own houses. So that's what I got into at first. And then what was interesting is I kind of had put Lego aside for a little while. And lo and behold, when I was going through cancer 4 years ago, one of my old girlfriends from college, she's an occupational therapist out west, and I hadn't heard from her in years, all of a sudden shows up in the mail. This box of Legos is a fun kit and a note from her saying that this is what she uses with her patients that are dealing with neuropathy because I was having so much neuropathy from the chemo. And if you don't know what neuropathy is, it's a tingling, loss of sensation in your fingertips,
your toes.
It
was hard for you to write even.
Yes, you couldn't really read my writing. And here, my girlfriend proactively was thinking, I bet Beck will have to go through this. Surprised me, and it got me into Lego, and she had written how it helps with dexterity. She uses it with even older generations, as well as those that are maybe dealing with nerve damage, different things like that, but just to get your fingers moving dexterity. And you think about it, it's kind of no different than puzzling. Some people like to puzzle. It gets you using your hands and moving them around. But anyway, they got me right back into Lego.
And you get away from the screen, which what we were talking about before the break.
It got me concentrating on something else.
And Lego is very therapeutic for me. It's one of the few things. Let me back up just a little bit because, you know, with everything that we do with multiple businesses, not just radio shows, that's just a portion of what we do.
That's a sliver.
Yeah. And we put out 9 programs every single week, but announcing rodeos and horses and cattle and dogs and friends and all of these things that we're doing, we are wound up pretty tight. I mean, we're on the go quite a bit. Lego, that when you introduced me to them, I found it was one of the few things, that in doing leather work, that when I was doing them, I thought about nothing else, absolutely nothing else. I would concentrate on what I'm doing. Very, very, very therapeutic putting Lego together or trying to create something new.
Yes, exactly. And you know, when you think about the types of Legos kits that come out these days,
they're called sets, Beck.
Sorry, Lego
sets. They're not kits, they're sets. Hello.
And yes, they're geared for those that
are
ages
geared towards
18
adults.
To 55 years is what they're. And if you didn't know, they have their own acronym, the AFOLs, meaning adult fans of Lego.
Exactly.
I'm smiling at it, but because they have come so far, I see why they are appealing to our generation, because we're looking for something that we can kind of do and we can do with the younger generation, have fun with. How many times have you been sitting there putting together your set and I'm doing like a botanical, like some wildflowers?
Which are very cool. The botanical
and
sets are awesome.
Everybody that comes into our cabin, I don't have laid out around a bunch of silk flower arrangements. I have 0 silk flower arrangements in our house. But according to season, I change them out and I have all kinds of cool antique vases, from those to like the blue ball, you know, canning jars that you can use as vases, and they're filled with different botanical Lego collections. And you have no idea how many people walk in the house at first from a distance. They think they're real flowers, but then they come over and they laugh and they go, oh my gosh, those are Legos. But the kids too, when the nieces
and
nephews come over.
It's the adults though, but it's the adults that light up more when they see your Lego collection and see your Lego flowers. The adults light up more, and all of a sudden it takes them back to a childhood. It makes you feel good about things. They start asking questions. So speaking of asking questions, did you know that Lego is one of the largest tire makers in the world? You knew that already, didn't you?
Well, I knew this only because after you, I'd mentioned yesterday to him that I think we're going to talk about Lego today. And he had made this comment to me. I went and I looked it up because right away I was like, wait a second. Like, I used to be in supply chain. I used to buy from major companies like Bridgestone and Goodyear and stuff. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Then I looked into it and he was right. Lego produces over 300 million tiny rubber tires every year, making them a larger tire manufacturer by volume than the major big boys like Bridgestone or Goodyear.
So those of you that are very analytical and an engineer in nature, you just mentioned your background in manufacturing, Lego's tolerance of, you know, connecting the bricks together. This is what's fascinating. And the whole story of how Lego came to be is actually very fascinating. Lego's tolerance is about 1/10 the width of a human hair.
Wow.
So what that means is that every single Lego brick connects to every single Lego brick. The originals that came out connect to any of them that are out today. That is kind of an engineering masterpiece in and of itself.
Well, it is when you think of how many revisions are done on any said product before it hits the market at
exactly,
that part.
Exactly. Right.
And I will say, too, with Lego, I should throw this in there. We were talking about my manufacturing background, but I used to be on some special teams that are involved in some of the machinery, especially you that work in farming, ranching, or construction.
Oh, did they use Lego as building
I
models?
I was
and
part
things?
Of engineering.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yes, I was part of new product development engineering teams, and we would use Legos along with, who would have thought, Tinker Toys, Play-Doh. They would lock ourselves, like, I'm not an engineer, but I worked closely with project management and supply chain with them, but they'd lock us all in a room.
Because you wrecked enough loader tractors in
yes,
your life?
Yes, yes. I was flat out. I had no business being in there. And they said,
She took out enough fence posts in her life, so they said she has real world experience.
I was flat out told by a VP of a major company, I'm not going to say their name, that everybody knows, that they hire more people with my background because
you've
of that.
You've operated the machinery.
Yes.
You know what works and doesn't.
But exactly.
Anyhow, they were using
Legos.
And toys to be able to try to solve problems. And
right. In the very, very beginning. I mean, we're talking the very first stages to get an idea rolling and such. So anyway, yes, Lego has become a lot of fun for us. There are a lot of outdoors themes. That's what we like a lot. Tigger every year tries to put together one that is kind of, and I think this is so neat, it's our life. And so he'll have on there from the camper to, say, we're still in tenting, or the horses. He even found horses that match the colors of our horses.
And even little horse droppings behind some little lawn nuggets.
And then what about the minifigs? Tell them about how that has become
I made the minifigs that look like us, that have your big, wild, crazy hair, and my cap is on crooked all the time, and cowboy hats and all that stuff. And I made different scenes of things that we are into, and I made a diorama. That's the word I'm looking for. A diorama, and it created a different scene of all the different things that we're into within, and this one was an outdoor theme, from hiking to backpacking to loving to sit in a hot tub in the middle of nowhere.
You even found little whiskey glasses.
I even found little whiskey glasses and everything, you name it, and stogies and cigars and all that. It was awesome.
So we're just sharing a little bit more about us, but don't be afraid to come out of the closet if you're one of those Lego people.
Share your pictures if you have some. And I guarantee if you have those sets, save them. They are worth a fortune right now.
And all right, well, let's be honest on that side of it. It is unbelievable, especially if you have some of those sets from the early years or in the 80s, the late 80s, early 90s.
You can buy a new doodly, I swear.
Holy moly. So we've actually, I got to say, it's part of our portfolio. I'll be honest. We actually buy certain sets and just buy two of them right away. One to put together and one to hopefully cash in.
We are big kids. Is honestly, we are big kids.
Is that why?
Maybe.
Is that why we are
two big kids?
Why we are the favorite aunt and uncle. We are the fun aunt and uncle.
Well, if not, we are now.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, crew. When we come back, we've got more of The Ben Show.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, a place where we connect cattlemen, the nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. In-depth reviews and upbeat news on your favorite sires.
Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. Be sure to sign up to receive your directory by emailing info@sirebuyer.com. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop livestockmarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at livestockmarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Welcome back to The Bend. This is Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the co-host chair. We're sticking on nostalgia, coming back and being cool again is the theme of this show this week. And this one here made me think back to school, made me think back to gym class, because apparently...
Climbing a rope.
No, and I never could do that either.
Learning how to square dance.
I did learn how to square dance. That one has not hit the register yet, but you're close. It deals with dancing. It is line dancing.
Oh, don't tell me that's
coming. Do you remember back in the day when the gals wore the high Rockies and they were doing the electric slide and the grapevine and the scootin' boogie?
When the gals wore the Rockies, you're talking the ones with no back pockets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they've come back in style again, but yes. What? What are you going for? I don't wear those around you.
So anyhow, the Rocky Jeans lace-up ropers. Those are coming back. I think we've mentioned that before. But those I approve of, the ones I don't, is line dancing.
Were you into the line dancing? Because that was the biggest when you were graduating. That was like huge.
What do you think? What do you think? No.
No, because in my
no
head,
way, shape, or
I'm,
form.
Right now, let's all give a visual picture of Tigger back in the day, and I didn't know him back then, but I'm envisioning blonde, a perm maybe. I'm imagining maybe those stonewashed green jeans and you doing the electric slide or grapevine.
Okay, I would maybe, hold on now. Since you threw me under the bus, did I have every single color of Wrangler stonewashed jeans pert near?
Hunter green, I'm sure.
I did have hunter green Wranglers. I did have burgundy Wranglers, you know, tan and black and all them. Yeah, I had every color. I even had a turquoise stonewashed pair.
Woo!
I wish I had.
Well, okay.
I still had those
I
jeans.
I can't say
and the brush.
Much. I had a teal colored pair, but I would have been like in elementary school.
Anywho, did I do the electric slide? No, I didn't. I just was not a fan of line dancing. Maybe because I never learned how, but I was like, nah, no.
Well, I was forced to learn because by the time I got into junior high and high school.
They taught line dancing in high school phi ed class?
We had 5 kids, and I think they didn't know what to do with us.
Okay, all right? Yeah, you couldn't exactly have a volleyball tournament.
Right, there was 5 of us. What are you going to do? There's only so many things
you could have played pickleball and had a sub.
Well, there was no pickleball back
then.
There
wasn't pickleball back then.
But yes, the electric slide, the grapevine, boot scoot and boogie. If you
I don't
remember
know
those
what the
moves.
Grape, no, I don't know what the grapevine is.
Grapevine.
I've never even heard of that.
I'll show you on YouTube after a while.
You're going to do it in the studio. You were going to do your little boogie.
If we had a little camera on the wall and then I could share it with the rest of you folks out there, I would absolutely show you.
So you know how to line dance to some songs? On the boot scoot boogie?
Okay, I do to the older songs, but this new stuff, I don't know.
Like older songs?
Watermelon Crawl. Think about, remember that? John Michael Montgomery. Watermelon crawl.
I know, but mine was legitimate a watermelon crawl. So, I mean, I was an example of the song.
Oh, my gosh. The electric slide was one of those that I think everybody is taught out the door, and it can be used on any country song. But I'm not really into the newer ones, like the ones that have come out in the last 10 years where you got to jump two steps forward, three back.
That's the bunny hop.
I don't know what it is, but after a couple of whiskeys, it just doesn't work. We'll
That's
just
why
leave
it, was
it at
a water,
that.
It was a watermelon crawl.
Well, it has come back so much so that if you've been to a recent Lainey Wilson concert, or even if you just have seen her like go through your newsfeed on Instagram or Reels or anything like that, she's come up with almost like her own line dance, and she gets the whole crowd going, and she'll be like,
oh, so there is a legitimate Lainey Wilson.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a Lainey Wilson line dance, but I'm giving her credit that she is getting the crowd engaged.
Utilizing line dancing.
And she's putting her own twist on it.
Dumb.
That girl's got moves. I'm going to give her that, okay?
I'm not going to comment.
But I will say, even though I'm not big into line dancing, that's not my jam whatsoever. I will say I give kudos, though, if that gets you out of the house, gets you happy, gets you laughing, you're at a wedding, why not? Go ahead. And that's a wrap for this week, folks. Thank you again for Ryan Long. Remember to keep sending in any questions you might have, something spot-worthy for us to share, as well as your area's field reports. That number again, call or text anytime. 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And finally, a big thanks, like I said, for coming along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.